I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. Like always, today's a real one. I'm spending the next 19 minutes talking about depression. Whether you're going through it or know somebody going through it, this message will impact your life. The Self-Worth Method program is live now. We're at about 85% capacity. This is the last week to be able to register. If you're a person that's struggling with self-worth, you're a person that doesn't know their worth, you're a person that's lacking confidence, this program is for you. I spent the last year creating this, and I know how much it's going to impact souls and lives. So make sure you get registered. But for now, let's listen to this episode. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
I know I'm speaking about things that we already know, right? We know that there's a mental health crisis in this world. We know that depression is at an all-time high. And I just want you to understand some things about depression. Depression oftentimes looks like this, smiles. Depression looks like success, right? Depression oftentimes looks like perfection. And I would just want to just tell everybody out there, man, it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. It's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. For the last 13 years, if you guys have been following me, it's what Rehab Time is all about. I've been preaching mental health. I've been preaching these words, protect your peace, because I know depression is real, but I also know deliverance is real. I know how it feels to be depressed. This past year, I was depressed, right? And some of you don't even know you're depressed, but if you are gaining weight or losing weight, or you don't have a passion for the things you used to have passion for, or you go to sleep, but you wake up still tired, it's probably you're dealing with an internal battle in your soul. And that's why I never really preach external success. There's nothing wrong with being externally successful. But I want to tell you this. Just because you have external success doesn't mean you're going to have internal peace. Just because you have external success doesn't mean you're going to have internal peace. You can have followers. You can have dollars. You can have fame. You could be a celebrity. You can have a high title at a job. You can have all of these things, significance. It doesn't exempt you from pain. It doesn't exempt you from hard times. It doesn't exempt you from struggle. It doesn't exempt you from depression. It doesn't exempt you from anxiety. And oftentimes, the more success you have, the more pressure comes on your life. Because let me tell you something about success, y'all. And I'm not telling you don't be successful, but I want you to change your definition of success. Peace is a new success. Inner peace is a new success. Internal peace is the new success. It's not the things that people are selling you online, all these things. Because I'm a person that has the quote-unquote external success. And even in my last year, despite all the external successes, I still had so much internal pain through my journey. That's why I'm always real with y'all, honest with y'all, straight up with y'all. Because I want you to know the things that you think you're missing, you think you're missing a title. You think you're missing money. You think you're missing followers. You're thinking you're missing a blue check by your name. What you're missing in your life is internal peace. And that's a journey, my friend, that only you can go on. Right? Internal peace is understanding, appreciating your life. Internal peace is learning how to be still. Internal peace is learning how to have patience in the pain. And a lot of times when anxiety comes because we're trying to control a future that we haven't experienced yet. Depression comes when we're trying to change a past that we can no longer change. But what comes with success and titles, and trust me, I'm speaking from experience. What happens is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a title at a job, whether it's a sport, whether it's whatever it may be, the external success, what happens is your set point of your set point of value, your worth, it changes. So you tie your worth to that job title. You tie your worth to that relationship. You tie your worth to, you know, the status that you have. You tie your worth to how many followers you got. You tie your worth to how many people show up on your live. You tie your worth to how many people like you. You tie your worth to your NFL status, your NBA status, your college sports status. And my question is when you lose that, you feel like you're nothing. When you lose that, you feel like, man, there's nothing good to my life, because you've tied your whole worth to those things that you can lose. That's why I tell you, you can't tie your worth to temporary things, because your success is gonna change. Nothing lasts forever. Your relationship might change. You gotta tie your worth to something that's permanent. And I believe your worth should be tied to God. It should be tied to your internal self, stripped from all these other things externally in your life. And I just wanna say this, man, if you're listening to this right now, it is not a weakness to ask for help. It is not a weakness to say, I'm not okay. It is not a weakness to say, I'm struggling. We live in a world, I get it, where everybody wants to post perfection. These influencers are showing you perfection. Everybody wants to talk about perfection. And you think that everybody's life is perfect. What you don't know, a lot of people are smiling for the camera, but dying behind the scenes. What you don't know, a lot of people are looking like they're happy, but they have the most misery and unhappiness in their soul. And so I want to tell you that it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. It is not a weakness to say you need help. It is not a weakness to say, man, to reach out to somebody. It's a weakness to pretend like you don't need help. It's a weakness to pretend like you don't have any struggles. It's a weakness to pretend like you're good when you're far from it. And I understand this. I understand a lot of people don't ask for help. And this is what I want to say before I get off of here, because the world needs to hear this message. A lot of people don't reach out and ask for help for about three reasons. I'm going to tell you right now. I already shared this before, but I want to remind you again. A lot of people don't reach out because they feel like, number one, they feel like nobody cares. And we live in a world where most people don't care. Most people care about when it's trending. Most people care about when it's popular. But most people don't care unless it excites them, right? Most people don't really want to help people in their struggle. They want to be entertained by it. So a lot of people think that, man, I'm in this alone. Nobody really cares, or I won't be understood. And that's a lie that we tell ourselves. There might be most people, but there's somebody out there that will be an ear to your struggle, that will be an ear to your hard time, that will be an ear to your setback. There's somebody out there. If you can't find somebody, I know a great person. I know a great God that will listen to you. Oftentimes, the pen to my journal was the person that was my ear. Oftentimes, the prayers to God was the person to my ear. The ear to my struggle. Oftentimes, nature was my safe place. So if you're a person listening to this, be somebody's ear. Reach out, ask people if they are right. I don't care what it may look like, how good their life may seem, may be, what they got. There's too many people committing suicide that have the American dream. There's too many people committing suicide that have everything that says that you're going to be good, you okay, if you have these things. Why? Because there's no amount of wealth that can purchase mental health. There's no amount of wealth that can cure your insecurities when the pain is deep. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of likes. There's no amount of nothing. It's an internal journey that you must go on with yourself. That's why I meditate. That's why I protect my peace. I don't say those words for the last 13 years because they sound cool. Because I understand the greatest success is not external, it's internal. The second reason why a lot of people keep their battle silent is that they don't want to bother people, right? They don't want to put their burdens on other people. And I want to tell you, if you're in that place right now, stop telling yourself that lie, okay? There's somebody out there that will help you, that wants to help you. It is not a burden to somebody who wants to help others. There's somebody out there that's probably going through what you're going through. There's somebody probably in your proximity that you, probably your coworker, your family members, whoever, just talk and have conversation, because conversation is the best way to release. A lot of us, we have these things bottled in and we keep it inside, and what you keep inside will taint your soul. What you keep inside will destroy your peace. What you keep inside will rot your life. You have to have a release. You have to have a release. Just think if we didn't release, as TMI, but just think if we didn't release, what happens when we don't release? Sickness takes place. You got to have a form of release. I always say, develop your prescription for your peace. Have your formal release. I don't care if it's a walk around the block. I don't care if it's a conversation with somebody. I don't care if it's sitting in, you know, your back porch. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's prayer. You got to have a release for your life, and you got to have it every single day, because what we don't release will increase. When we don't release pain, pain increases. When we don't release stress, stress increases. The reason I just left the gym, not because I want to look the part. That's a part of my prescription for my peace. That's a part of my health journey. There's a lot of doctors out there that are not people, but are things. The gym can be your doctor. The nature can be your doctor. Prayer can be your doctor. Journaling can be your doctor. And last but not least, and I share this and I get off of here, man, I'm passionate about this because there's a young lady who just committed suicide that's, you know, that everybody's talking about. And, you know, there's people who commit suicide every single day. Y'all know how I feel about suicide. One of my best friends committed suicide. And I'm passionate about this stuff, man, because I'm tired of people taking their life because they feel like their life is over. Your life is not over. It's just beginning. Just because some things aren't going right doesn't mean that everything is going wrong. You got to trust God, and you have to have patience in your pain. You got to have patience in your storm. You got to have patience. And just know and stop tying your worth and your meanings and definitions to things that fade. Stop tying your how you feel about yourself to things that fade. You got to have something more permanent about how you feel about yourself. You got to. And last but not least, I want to share this. Most people keep their battle silent because this is a major thing. They feel like they can't trust nobody. Because we live in a world of chatty patties. We live in a world of people that will take your information and spread it to the world. We live in a world where private conversations become public information. So nobody feels they can trust people. Because what you tell somebody else, then people that shouldn't know your business. So what do? You keep it inside. You say, I'm going to deal with this alone. And sometimes you got to go alone in your journey. Sometimes you got to figure out you, because a lot of us, we don't know ourselves enough because we haven't spent enough time with ourselves. But if you're a person that spreads people's business, I feel like you're the worst type of person, especially when somebody comes to you in private that needs help. I don't care if you don't like them no more. I don't care if you don't mess with them no more. When somebody entrusts you with their secrets, when somebody entrusts you to hold and nourish and help with their struggle, you shouldn't take that struggle to somebody else, because that's why people don't speak. That's why people don't talk. And church is the same thing. And online is the same thing. It's chatty patties. It's people spreading business. So nobody feels they can trust anybody. So they keep it within themselves and it destroys their life. And they go through this silent battle alone. They go through this war alone. When it shouldn't be that way. And I damn near got tears in my eyes because this means a lot to me. If y'all don't know this by now, I care about this. I don't care about the external success stuff. Like, those things are great. I want you to be the greatest you and reach the highest heights and make the world respect your greatness. But I don't want you to lose yourself in the process. And so many people on the way to success, on the climb to the peak of success, they lose themselves on the journey. And even when they get the success, even when they get the thing, they get the relationship, they get the thing they're chasing, even when they get it, they don't know who they are when they look in the mirror every single night. They don't know who they are. They don't know who they are anymore. And so I know a lot of people on this live, man, you're struggling. Moms, dads, you got kids, you're struggling. You got all these things going on and you're struggling. I want to let you know you're not alone. Your neighbors are probably going through something similar. Your friends are probably going through something similar. So we need to get to a place in the world where we throw out this perfection thing. Life is not about perfection. It's about progression. If life was about perfection, we wouldn't need God. We wouldn't need God. Nothing would be beautiful if everything was perfect. It's the journey of purpose, the journey of growth, the journey of change that keeps us alive. And when we give ourselves a death sentence to say, man, our life is over, to say nothing will ever be better, I will never be loved, I will never have peace in my life, I will never be healed. When we give ourselves a death sentence instead of a life sentence, that's when we think death is the better option. And I want to tell you, speak life into your damn life. I don't care what it may look like. I don't care what it may seem like. There's more to your life and you are stronger than you think. So this week, don't live weak. And when I talk about don't live weak, I'm not talking about you ain't going to have weak moments. You know, you might have to barely make it out your bed. You may, you know, it might be an accomplishment just to make it through the day. That doesn't mean that you're living weak. That means you're living strong. But living weak is acting like you good when you're not good. Forget all that. That stuff is corny. It's played out. Perfection is played out. All these influencers posting all these things that's just selling you dreams. It's played out. And I'm not saying you can't post good times and have good times, but show both sides of the fence. That makes you a real human being. You don't have to be perfect to impact people. All you do is have to be real. You don't have to be perfect to impact people. All you do is have to be real. You don't have to be perfect to impact people. All you do is have to be real. This chapter is not your story. This moment is not your identity. This pain is not your life. Your current situation is not your final destination, my friend. It's not your final destination. There is more to your life. Protect your peace. Protect your soul. Protect your life. And take care of your mentals. Take care of it. Feed your soul what it needs. When we're depressed, our soul is yearning for help. When we have anxiety, our soul is yearning for help. When we feel off and things are changing, we just feel like, oh, this is just life. I'm just getting older. No, our soul is yearning for help. When we wake up in the morning, we're still tired. Even when we got 8 hours of sleep, our soul is yearning for help. Give your soul the attention that it needs. This is not just a saying. This is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle when I tell you to protect your peace. When I tell you to disconnect from the world and reconnect to your soul. This changed my life. This kept me alive this past year. You feel me? There's more to your life than what you're currently settling for, man. Forget tying your worth to the things that make people happy for it. I get it. You know, when you're doing something good, people say, I'm proud of you, and everybody celebrates you, and everybody, we freaking seek that, right? Because that's when everybody's cheering for us, when we succeed. I'm so proud of you. And listen, if you're a person out there, I want to say this before I get off here, because I got to eat. If you're a person on here, I want to just tell you this. Listen. Let's normalize telling people we proud of them, not just for accomplishment, but taking the journey. Let's tell people we proud of them when we see somebody that's going to the gym. They might be overweight or underweight. Let's tell them we proud of them then, not just when they post their transformation picture. Tell people you proud of them when they start their journey, because that's when they need it. Stop telling people you proud of them because they successful now and they did it. It's easy to be proud of somebody then. But it takes a strong person to lift somebody up, to encourage somebody when the world is not. And that's what we need more of. We don't need celebrations when everybody's celebrating the person. We don't need to jump on the bandwagon of that trend. It's okay to say that too. But when people need it most, is when they need it most. And I can speak from experience in my life from that. I don't need people celebrating me when I'm on a magazine cover or, Trent, I'm proud of you then. Nah, I need you to tell I'm proud of me on the most normalest day of my life, because you don't know what I've been going through. And that's the truth for every human freaking being. Every being. Okay? Every human being. So I love y'all, man. I was trying to not talk with so much passion, but I'm very passionate about this. It's the reason why I made videos like Your Life Isn't Over. It's the reason I made videos like You're Thinking About Killing Yourself on YouTube. And I want to say this too as I leave here. My number two video over the last 3-4 months, and this video is 6 years old on YouTube. My number two video, I just saw this with my team, and it breaks my heart. Is if you're thinking about killing yourself, watch this. It's my number two video. Number two trending video. If that doesn't tell you the times that we're in, I don't know what will. All right, don't take your life, man. If you're watching this, don't take your life. I know it's somebody on here that just happened to be on here. You're like, man, I was thinking, don't take your life. All right, don't take your life. There's more to your life. I promise you. What you're going through is going to be what you grew through. You're going to look back and you're going to realize, man, that was the hardest time of my life. But you know what? It built my strongest faith. It built my strongest strength. Do not freaking give up. Because when you give up, you mess up the purpose that God has had and the plan that God has had. Because you don't know who needs your struggle. You don't know who needs your testimony. You don't know who needs your message. And I know it's easier said than done. But please, 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 please detach your worth from everything that's making you feel worthless. Detach your worth from everything that's making you feel worthless, and attach your worth to the one that makes you feel worthy. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Not because you're successful externally. I'm proud of you because you didn't give up when you had every reason and every right to. Below is my text message community. I send messages every single day that can help your life. Text it if you want. Share this if you want. Tag somebody if you want. Yeah. I love y'all, man. Thanks for tuning in. Protect your peace, protect your life, protect your soul. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.